This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Cucumbers, those ladies on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and then his grandpappy Amos, his Dougie. Captain, what'd you call me earlier? You used to call me Captain Curmudgeon. Now I'm Captain something else. What am
I?
Oh,
when you said... yeah. I think I then changed it to Captain Compassion because you have none.
Oh! Ooh. All right, let's see. I think I have lots of compassion, actually. Whether I can prove
that
or not.
For certain things you do, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Animals, for example. I love the face of my new dog, Daisy May. Cows, we have a nice group of cows. A beautiful blue, good dog. Brown eyes. Oh, great. Okay, so having said that, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to trending items. Jennifer, what do we have?
Well, a couple of fun things, and it depends on who you are. Let's start with the political stuff. Michael Horowitz is the inspector general, and he released that report last week about the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation, even some of the starts of the Russia collusion investigation on the Trump side. And he is going to be sitting before Congress today and tomorrow to face a grilling on the report from both Democrats, I'm sure, and Republicans. Christopher Wray will also face the Senate and will be asked about questions regarding that came up during this report. Over the weekend, however, this was the big news. Peter Strzok, who is one of the FBI agents who was saying that he was going to stop the president in text messages with his girlfriend Lisa Page, he has volunteered to sit down and testify in front of Congress. So
right,
it'll be interesting
on. I'm
to
confused.
See.
Who's texting whom here? Lisa Page?
Part of the Inspector General report was addressing these texts between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Both of them FBI. They worked for the FBI. Peter Strzok was a FBI agent at the highest levels. He oversaw the Hillary Clinton email investigation, and he was also on Mueller's team until it was revealed that these texts were out there, and Mueller removed him a few months ago from the investigative force behind it. Peter Strzok was going back and forth via text message with his girlfriend Lisa Page after Trump won the election and said that he had a way to stop President Trump, that he would stop him from becoming president. He also talked about a backup plan. He talked about keeping Obama, the president, directly apprised of the situation. Thousands of text messages between these two, and they were part of the Inspector General report. So now he's trying to cover his own rear end, and he's volunteering to testify to give his side of the story in front of Congress.
More wasted money and time. All right, what else? Yeah. Oh, you know what? I saw this. You'll be interested, all of you, in this. Study out this weekend says Washington has more psychopaths per capita than any place else in the country.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Even beats Hollywood, huh?
Yes, really interesting. Anyway, reality distortion is what psychopathy. Anyway, temperamental, uninhibited, that sort of thing. So there are more of them wandering around in Washington. What a surprise. All right, Jennifer, what else do we have?
All right, well, this is a, I think it's a good story. It's positive when two sides politically don't agree and they get together and do something good. Over the weekend, Ted Cruz played a charity basketball game against Jimmy Kimmel. It all started when Jimmy Kimmel would make fun of Ted Cruz, and he was brutal. I think he called him like a blobfish or something like that. And so Ted Cruz said, look, you know, if you have all those big words, maybe we can settle our differences with a basketball tournament. We'll do it for charity. Jimmy Kimmel said, sounds like a great idea. Let's pick something non-political. So they picked a children's hospital in Texas, and they had the Blobfish Basketball Classic, which was a one-on-one basketball tournament over the weekend. And what's really funny is it took 2 hours to get to the score of 11-9. So it was a slow
moving
game.
Were they both just really bad?
Well, I think they're, you know, they're decent, but maybe a lot of defense and running back and forth. So the big winner was Ted Cruz. He beat Jimmy Kimmel by a couple of points. They were supposed to play to 15, but since they couldn't get there after 2 hours, they called the game at 11-9. And no doubt Jimmy Kimmel will probably have the highlights on his show tonight. But Ted Cruz did a pre- and post-game interview with Guillermo, who, of course, is Jimmy Kimmel's security guard. Should be kind of fun to see. And always, you know, at the end, the winner was the Children's Hospital in Texas, who got some money from selling tickets. And, of course, they each wagered money. So all of this went to Children's Hospital in Texas. So good for them. That's finally, great. The sad news, if you were a fan of the Gottis, is that the Gotti movie from John Travolta, it starred his wife, he was in it, his kids, apparently it got whacked at the box office. Only $1.7 million earned this past weekend for Gotti, yeah. Whereas Incredibles 2, well, that went on to become the biggest opening by an animated film at $180 million. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't even know the Gotti movie, I didn't know the Gotti movie was even out yet. I just heard that John Travolta was going to play him, and I thought they were maybe still in production, so they need to do a better PR job.
Yeah, that was good. Came from nowhere. You're right. There was
he was on Good Morning America all week last week. I saw him multiple times, so he was trying to do his part, but it just no traction.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think people are done with all of that, though, really? Whether it's the Gotties or the mob in general?
I'd love to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I loved Mob Wives.
Where?
Jen actually said once that she would like to go to Staten Island. No one says that. But the only reason is because that's where the Mob Wives lived.
Right, exactly. Here's a
dream destination.
a quick note of concern for those of you who are driving Teslas. You may remember Mary McCormick has had a lot of good roles on television mostly. She was in the West Wing. I think that's where she first became well-known, on the West Wing, and then she had her own show for a couple of years. Anyway, she and her husband are driving down Santa Monica Boulevard yesterday, and somebody's driving by her car, and they're waving and pointing and waving and pointing. And so it turned out that the electric battery in their Tesla was on fire. And if you look now, you can see all over social media pictures of flames coming out underneath the car. Her husband is a director and a producer, and so they're in the car with their three children, and the smoke filled the car and covered it. But if you look at the pictures, you can see. I just have to wonder what's going on at Tesla, because this was a car filled with promise. People are excited about them. Now they can't make them, right? Every car that's
those
produced.
Batteries.
Yeah. But
it's
I thought
those
that they
lithium-ion
had that straightened
batteries.
Out. He had Tesla is run owned by Elon Musk, and I thought that he built this $5 billion plant in the south somewhere to make these batteries. And
yeah.
So what the heck are they doing with them?
I don't know, but you know those lithium ion batteries are very very temperamental.
Pungent.
And
well, they're also
yeah.
dangerous to breathe the crap in that comes out of that.
Well, yeah, if it explodes, because, those are the same type of batteries that are in our cell phones. And so when you have to be very careful about disposing of those batteries, those types of batteries can no longer be brought on planes as carry-on luggage because they can explode on the plane. And so they have to be checked in now. And a lot of people, myself included, we have luggage, carry-on luggage that has a lithium ion battery built into it so we can charge our phones. And now we have to have that all changed and have the battery taken out, and they're just very temperamental batteries.
Wow.
And they're
look
wonderful when they work.
It's like a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Look at the flip.
You don't
want to
be around
video.
That when they go in. No. Yeah, that's.
I'm trying to piece together dangerous. Where they are on Santa Monica Boulevard. I don't recognize exactly where they are, but it's looking at, my God. It is. It literally looks like a flamethrower. Good heavens. Okay. Let's rest easy. Now, those of us who don't have Teslas, just the regular stuff that can blow up. My Pillow has done a great job of helping people of all ages get a better night's rest. And the focus is not necessarily just on the pillows, but on the mattress toppers. You can save money there when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. Luxury pillow cases that they have, the go-anywhere pillow, the roll-and-go pillow. Remember, everything they make is fully machine washable. Comes in a variety of colors. That's what Jennifer likes, to throw them in the washer and the dryer, and then when she jumps into bed, she can push it around and pull it and yank it and set it just in the right way so you cradle your head. That's what I do. I kind of sleep with I wrap myself around the pillow. Standard bed sizes, the pillows that are designed for the size bed that you have. There's just a plethora of things that you can enjoy and save a lot of money. You get financing for everything over $200, too, which is kind of cool. Lots of benefits from using this site. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Whenever you have a need for pillows, mattresses, sheets, anything bedding-related, buy it online at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV. You'll save at least 50% and probably can do better than that. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Lots of talk today about border separation, that sort of thing. We haven't talked yet about the weather. Very humid on the East Coast and hot on the West Coast where Jennifer is. It's like being in a refrigerator. Interesting contrast. Do you notice that the insurance companies now are really cranking up the costs for real estate because of the weather that is the global warming, all kinds of things. The worry or the concern is that over the next 100 years, sea levels are going to rise by 6 feet, and that'll flood New Orleans again, Miami Beach, along the coasts, wherever there's really low, like Galveston, those areas of Texas, the water levels are creeping up. So you could have in New York City, where you are, Victoria,
the lower part of Manhattan is below sea level, so or right at sea level. We already had that flooded during Hurricane Sandy, so.
Isn't Staten Island below sea level? Hopefully it isn't.
It should be.
Yeah.
Come on. That was just for Jen.
Leave it alone. It's where the Price. Drunken monkey is with Big Ange's bar. Come on.
Price is up 20% a year, and some of the island neighborhoods, some of the beach neighborhoods, it's amazing what people are paying. But prices for insurance going up that much as well. 21 at the hour here on the DJV Show.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Not from WrestleMania, but it might as well be the theme from the Jerry Springer program. I am surprised, not that it's been canceled, but that it was still on. I was on the Jerry Springer show once.
Really?
He and I go back to our days in Cincinnati. He was doing the nightly news. I was doing an afternoon show on WCKY, and he used to come over every Friday afternoon and spend an hour with me talking about what was going on in Cincinnati. The guy, one of the smartest people I think I've ever met. Very, very, very smart guy. And this whole thing was an act, and he knew where it was going to go. And it was just interesting.
He made a lot of money doing it, probably.
Tons of dough.
Is he nice? Because sometimes I feel like he gets a reputation for not being nice.
He's very self-motivated, let's put it that way. Hmm. I don't know whether he... I don't know how to describe nice or not.
Right.
He's very aloof on the set of the TV show. Like, he pays really... for camera, he's you know, engaged with the audience, but as soon as the camera goes off, he gets as far away from him as possible.
I don't blame him, though.
No.
That audience and those guests.
But it's a complete freak show.
It
4,000
yeah.
episodes of all kinds of stuff. Anyway, he's 74. He says he's had enough. And I'm sure that his wife said he was 9 going on 20. Yeah, he was very silly. He and I did there was a beer club or beer, I don't remember what it was called. It was a great big, it was sort of like a sports center, shooting gallery, and they had an opening, and it was like a brew house. And so they invited us, he and I, to do the entertainment the first night. We did a karaoke of Ebony and Ivory. It was one of the stupidest things I've ever done in my life. But it really did. He has a sense of humor about himself, and he's a great showman. But as soon as the camera's off, it's curtains. Interesting. When thinking about that and stuff, the show was unpredictable because that's the way he wanted it to be. They never knew what was going to happen. They really didn't ever know. I mean, some of the stuff was staged because they plant people in the audience, but they never really know what was going to go on. I saw an interview with Ed Harris, who's the star of Westworld on HBO. There are a lot of people who watch that. Victoria and I were just talking about it off the air. I don't understand it. I've tried to watch a couple times. It's way, way too dark for me.
It's very slow. We didn't even get through the whole first season.
It's described as a sci-fi western.
Yeah.
It comes from the movie that Yul Brynner was in probably 35 years or so ago. And Ed Harris plays that role. But he says, I don't even understand what's going on. When we do the shooting, he says, even when I watch it, I don't always understand it.
And I actually love Ed Harris. I think he's such a good actor.
Yeah,
and that was one of the reasons I wanted to watch the show, because I love anything he's in, but it just couldn't hold my interest.
Yeah, he just doesn't. He doesn't understand how they edit it, and I think people watch. You always wonder about stuff like that. Anyway, so that's that. Music news: Kesha announces a cruise called Weird and Wonderful. It's called her Weird and Wonderful Rainbow Ride, 4-day cruise, February of next year from Tampa to Nassau. The experiences include nonstop dance parties, lip syncs for your lifeboat, and performances by Big Freedia. Who's that? Super Fruit? Who are these people?
Big Freedia is the drag queen from New Orleans.
Bob the drag queen is going to be there, too.
And Super Fruit is actually two of the guys from, what is the acapella group? Pentatonix. It's two of the guys.
Really?
That's their own thing on the side. Yeah.
Really?
So you would probably like what they've done. I think we played one of their songs for New Music Monday a while ago. They're pretty good. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the Norwegian Pearl, those of you who are fans of Kesha, isn't she the one who's having trouble still with that producer? That's her thing, right? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Ticket price available at the promotional site, sixthman.net, if you want to go on this cruise with these freakazoids. 28 past the hour. I forgot
how to daydream. So consumed with the wrong. In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7- and 8-passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Finger pointing from all sides continuing when it comes to the separation of immigrant children from their parents and guardians at the U.S.-Mexican border. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon says it is a Trump administration policy, and he defended it yesterday on ABC's This Week.
Give me border wall security, we won't have this problem. He has a zero tolerance situation. He's drawn a line in the sand. I don't think he's going to back off from it.
Last week, President Trump blamed Democrats for the policy, and yesterday his special Counsel Kellyanne Conway said the administration is simply enforcing a long-standing law. That is House Democrat Adam Schiff told NBC's Meet the Press there is no such law.
The GOP has become the party of lies.
Three people dead, 250 injured after a 6.1 magnitude earthquake rattles Osaka, Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
At the hour Monday, June the 18th on the year. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The U.S. and South Korea announcing a pause of the joint exercises. How significant do you think this is, Victoria? The U.S.-North Korea summit, trying to get everybody on the same page, complete denuclearization, or as George Bush would say, how is nuclear? Nuclear. No, I never.
No, nuclear. He used
nuclear.
To say nuclear. No, no, you're saying it correct. It's nuclear, and he said nuclear.
I can't say it incorrect.
I know, and I'm unfortunately nuclear.
Nuclear. Okay.
Ugh.
Denuclear.
And you do you know how many people say it that way because they heard him say it that way?
Funny. Funny, 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 funny. Okay. I thought this was fairly interesting in that it has sort of, a political taint to it. Not that it's bad. I remember the students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Now they're working around the country, some of them on a bus tour to promote gun reform, register young people to vote. Good. That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
It's great.
Called
yeah.
The March for Our Lives Road to Change tour includes 75 cities they're going to stop in around the country this summer. I just wonder why they started in Chicago instead of in Florida. I understand there's a lot of violence, gun violence there. I thought it was also interesting that Gabby Gifford, the representative who was shot in Tucson. Remember that? What was that?
Oh, yeah.
Seven, 8 years ago, I think it was.
Yeah.
At this point. She's been out encouraging people to look at this. She said, it's time for courage. We must do something. We must stop gun violence. Yes, we do. But what do we do? How do we make this all stick? We talk a lot about it, but we don't do anything. And Chicago is a good example because they have strict gun control laws there. But the places have like a shooting gallery. It's not even over on the Indiana side. You go to South Bend, those places right over the border where the Jackson family grew up, Michael Jackson and his family. It's like a shooting gallery there. It's very violent. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how well they do and how much attention they'll get. They'll get plenty of attention, I think, don't you think? They'll get a lot of attention.
I think the best thing to come from all of this, all of the kids and staying visible, is that they're making voting cool. And I think that's the best thing that we can do, is to make it, kids, especially, if they're 17 now and then they register or pre-register, which is a lot of kids have pre-registered, and they'll be 18 by the time that they, can vote for the midterms. I think voting just kind of is like, oh, who cares? No, my vote doesn't count. And there's a lot of that attitude. And I think these kids are really changing that perception that, no, one vote actually can make a difference. Your vote does count. And
yes.
So I think that's the best thing that can come from it, I think.
I agree. Speaking of voting and voters, voters can now wear political clothing when you go vote. 7-2 decision, another announcement in the Supreme Court's renderings, their decisions on things during the latter part of June. So the El Supremo's ruled voters can wear political clothing to the polls. Before this, people were banned from doing so because...
Now, was that in every state you weren't allowed to do that?
Yes. Well, it's a federal rule, and the local home rule didn't supersede it. Minnesota man brought the lawsuit after he was threatened with prosecution for wearing a Don't Tread on Me t-shirt and Please ID Me button when he voted. What the hell is political? Is that political? Please ID me, or is it common sense?
Political, yeah, but I think that, I don't know.
I don't either. All right. Let's see here.
It's a weird political statement.
It is. The whole thing was kind of weird, I thought, that whole business. The experience of being hangry. Carrie, you ever hangry? H-A-N-G-R-Y.
When am I not hangry? I'm hangry all the time.
Mostly early in the morning. Yeah, early you're hangry. Study published by the American Psychological Association.
I'm hangry in the morning. I'm hangry in the evening.
Hangry in the morning. Hangry
in
the
time.
Evening. Hangry at supper time. She'll be my little hangry and be hungry all the time. Here's a study. I love these studies. Finding environmental cues and a person's emotional awareness can decide whether or not he or she becomes hangry. There were a couple of online experiments that were done, more than 400 people. Participants randomly shown an image designed to induce either positive, neutral, or negative feelings. When they were shown a Chinese pictograph as to rate its, based on the pleasantness, they agreed how hungry they were when they looked at it. Results showed hungrier participations were more likely to rate the pictographs as negative. What is on the pictograph, though?
It doesn't matter. It's just what if you're being told you have to rate this. Is it a pleasant image? Is it neutral? Is it positive, negative, whatever? But it's really that's sort of not the point of it. It's the point of how hungry are you while you're being asked to do this task. And so if they're hungry, they're going to say that the picture is uglier. You just have a negative view on life.
You're hungry.
And, you know,
yeah,
we listen to Kara. She's very negative about everything when she's hungry.
She's hungry. She's negative. Right.
Right.
And it only goes. It's like going to shop in the supermarket when you're hungry. What are you, nuts?
That's the worst. Oh,
awful.
That's the worst.
Silly.
Yeah.
Right. Come on. Get a grip.
Well, this segment has really done a lot for my self-confidence and my mood, so thanks for that.
All right. Well, here's something for Victoria's self-confidence. Ready?
Okay.
Divorce lawyers and their recommendations on how to stay together.
All right, I'll listen. My one-year anniversary is next weekend, so all right.
Oh, right. It was a year ago you didn't invite me to your wedding. I remember now.
This is true. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Okay. So the first thing I said to Lewis when I met him last week was, nice to meet you. I understand you married this woman. I didn't get invited to the wedding, but I'm glad to see that you're doing okay. All right, anyway, divorce lawyers have been asked to come up with advice when it comes to staying married or staying in a long-term relationship. You ready? Number one, make it a goal to be the first partner to say, I'm sorry. I'm good at...
It's easier said than done, but okay.
It is.
Good
right.
advice.
Well, one of the things, the problems that I had was saying, I was good at saying, I'm sorry, but not good at saying thank you. And she was good at saying thank you and not saying I'm sorry. So you got to, those are two very important phrases.
Yeah.
Very. And if you're stubborn in arguments, well, you got to talk about stuff. That's the other, that's the next one. You got to have, if you're having an argument, you have to, you know, here's where I'm not sure about this, maybe because I'm stubborn and proud. As soon as you know you're wrong, you apologize. That was something that I really learned. Because I was, what I grew up around was you didn't say anything about anything. You just didn't talk about it. And so my mother stewed all the time, and my father left. And I was around all that stuff. So even going back to when I was married to Tony, when she and I had an argument, I just leave. Didn't want the confrontation, didn't want to be involved, just left. And I think that stayed with me. There were only a couple of other relationships I had that were important enough to me to care about it, and it was late on, you know, realizing that you need to fess up.
Right.
Anyway, apologizing for upsetting your spouse during an argument. If you're not wrong, apologizing, according to one of the lawyers, is still a good tack to take. I don't know. He doesn't
explain
why. But,
just even acknowledging, even if you're just acknowledging that during the course of an argument, the other person's feelings were hurt, even if you didn't mean to or
so what happens
saying anything that was wrong. You
if
know?
You don't, if you're being ignored, that's kind of where, that's where we're left. I mean, I think even in friendship, when you get ignored or you just, I mean, it's pretty obvious at that point that the person doesn't want to, or either doesn't have respect or doesn't want to engage anymore. And mm-hmm. what you think? I mean, that's kind of the way I've got it. So here's one of the lawyers from New Jersey, as a matter of fact, said, this is a lady named Linda Hinkle. She said, quote, trust me, many relationships are destroyed with one really critical, mean sentence that could have been prevented by walking away until you're calm. Don't be overly honest with your partner. Be honest, but not that honest. See, I don't agree with that at all. And that was one of the things.
Yeah,
if you're in a relationship that there's a trust issue to begin with, you better be honest.
Although she could be saying what she could mean, though, is that you can be honest, but don't be overly honest and say those pants make your butt look big. You know, you can save those comments. You don't have to be brutally honest. Maybe that's what she means.
A monthly State of the Union meeting. Every month you should go out on a date and sit down and talk about an agenda of talking points. This sounds very organized. Factually, logically go through each point, come to a consensus. You can create and keep minutes of the meeting. This sounds like a lot of work.
And that's a lot, one. Yeah.
This is B. Robert Farzad, who is an attorney in Orange County. Of course he is. Let's see, what do we have here? Force yourself to have unsexy conversations about money. Number one cause of divorce.
Yep.
Is
that is
money.
A tough one.
Money, it, money. Is it for you? Are you finding that hard?
Well, not now, but before Lewis and I got married, I realized Lewis was really bad with money, and I've never bragged about being good with money either, but I kind of had, I was forced into a position where I had, someone had to take control of the asylum, so it was just, you know, we had a lot of difficult conversations, because money is very personal for people, and it's how you were raised, how you saw money being handled in your home, who handled the money, all of that is very emotional, and it gets tied into something that I just sort of looked at as transactional, and so it was, and I think he was more emotional about it, so once we reached the common ground, we're good now. But that's the best advice to come from that list. You have to talk about money. Have to.
Well,
and find a way where it's not emotional. That's
it. Depends on the circumstances. I believe that what's yours, especially as you get older and you're in other relationships, what's yours is yours. What's mine is mine, and what's ours is ours. And you got to have what I mean. If somebody has something, I have no entitlement to it. If I have something, you have no entitlement. Unless I say you may have this, or I'd like to give this to you. And same from the other side. Here, I'm going to share this with you. But that's got to be a personal decision, I think.
Well, I think with marriage it's different, you know, because you're combining everything. Yeah. So it's the best advice I ever heard. The best advice I heard on this topic was a long time ago. It was Dr. Phil, of all people. He was on Oprah, and he said that every married couple should have a joint account to handle bills, and then each has their own separate account for their discretionary income.
That's what my kid, my daughter does,
And that's what we follow that model, and it really makes things a lot easier.
Yeah. So stay away from social media also is one of the advices. That's very interesting. The person you're married to needs to be number one. That's really
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. And even
there can't even be a doubt about that, because if there is, then A, you probably shouldn't already be married.
And it isn't clear why it is sometimes that the other person doesn't think that you are or you hold her or him in that kind of esteem. But
if the dog has a higher rank, then, you know, that's not good.
Yeah. When you always, you can't always win the argument. It's got to be 50-50. All right. I think that's good advice. Here's some advice for those of you who are very interested in the geoengineering that's going on. We've been talking off and on about chemicals that are sprayed into the air, the chemicals that are around all of us. People who don't understand what's going on in the air that we breathe, who don't understand what's in the food that we're eating, don't understand what's going on in our body, the GAPS practitioners, gut. Practice healthy gut relations. And that can be done easily. We like, Victoria and I like this Life Change Tea, proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse, getting rid of the toxins that are in your body. And remember, the food's different now than it was when we were kids, even. Everything is so different because there's so much stuff in the air and there's so much stuff in the food. That's what Life Change Tea is aimed at doing. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, get rid of this processing from your body. Let's get some nutrition. Open your body up to good nutrition with Life Change Tea. It's a daily detox cleanse, basically a cleanser. It's really cool stuff, and you'll like there's no fillers in it. No GMOs. It's very much organic. Can't get it in stores. You got to go online to the website, getthetea.com. Go to getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJB and they'll ship it free. Getthetea.com. Get ready for more energy. You're going to like it. You really will. Getthetea.com with the code DJB. You won't pay for the shipping. This is something that will change your life. That's why they call it Life Change Tea. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Say, live and let die.
Live and let die. Let's get going here. Music from Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney. From the movie of the same name, a James Bonder. Chuck Curry is here to review weekend box office totals, give us some movie news. So why are we paying attention to the theme? Christopher Walken, you remember, was the baddie in this one, right?
No, that was a view to a kill.
Oh, you're right. This is the one that was Yaphet Kotto was the baddie.
Yes, this is Roger Moore. This is the first movie my parents took me to see with James Bond. It starred Roger Moore. It was his first outing as 007. Jane Seymour played the Bond girl, Solitaire. It was released, I believe, in 1973. But Paul McCartney's birthday is today. He turned 76. I believe Paul McCartney and Wings sang that theme song.
Yes.
Really good song, actually. I love the title of that movie.
Yep, it was good. Well, it's good James Bond stuff. Where are we, by the way, in the James Bond franchise? No movies. It's been a while.
Another one until next year, right?
Yeah,
with James Bond 25. No, I don't think there's an official title, but Daniel Craig. Somehow they got him to do it. I think they pulled out a pen and a piece of paper and a checkbook, and they wrote a check for $25 million, and Daniel Craig finally said, okay, I'll do it.
Such a tough decision to make.
Yeah,
right.
It's a tough decision. Oh, boy.
Yep. All right, we'll get the box office totals in a moment from this past weekend. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, let's see. Trucker doesn't exactly stick to the rules here, but it's all right. We don't have too many rules, especially for him. Let's do the box office totals first, and then you can go off on your tangent.
Sure. The Incredibles 2 dominated the box office. No surprise, but it did do better than even Pixar and Disney expected. $180 million opening weekend, Doug. That is the biggest animated movie opening by far. The second was, I believe, Finding Dory, which did $135 million. Based on this number, this movie will do over $500 million here domestically alone. Big number. And
why? What
plus,
are people seeing that stuff? It looks like it just looks
really cute. The Incredibles is great.
Yeah, the first one was great. People love the Pixar stuff, and it got an A-plus cinema score rating, which is the best you can get. Ocean's 8 placed second, $19 million, $79 million in 2 weeks. Tag, the new comedy with John Hamm, $14.6 million. Respectable, that on a budget of $28 million. Solo, a Star Wars story, placed fourth, $9 million, $193 million in 4 weeks here, and Deadpool 2 round out the top five. Only other box office news of interest, Gotti, which stars John Travolta, came in 12th, played on 503 screens, 1.6 million. Reviews were horrible, 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I didn't see the film, I probably will catch it on cable, but at the end of the movie, there's testimonials from people in Gotti's neighborhood who testify how great a guy he was. That's where you're coming from, where whoever produced that movie. I just want to point out Chris Hardwick. It was a story that broke on the internet, big story over the weekend. Chris Hardwick was suspended from his duties at AMC from hosting The Talking Dead, doing conventions, because a former girlfriend of 4 years ago wrote an op-ed, not naming him, but basically came out and said that he was abusive in their relationship. So on and so forth, and very controlling. He got suspended within literally 24 hours. I just want to say, I just believe we should have some sort of due process in some of these cases. I know Victoria, I don't know if her opinion or Kara's opinion, yeah. But without due process, with just such swift judgment on your career, I just think personally is unfair.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. I think more and more people are thinking that it should be action, not reaction. Thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.